Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Bentley University's women's basketball team is a long way from its home court in Waltham today. The Falcons are in San Antonio, where this afternoon they play the top-ranked Division II team, Wayne State College, in a National Championship Series NCAA Elite Eight playoff game. It's not the first time the Bentley squad has made it to the Elite Eight. In fact, it's their 13th time in the past 25 years. WBUR's Bill Littlefield caught up with them as they trained for the tournament.
Like lots of colleges, Bentley University in Waltham was on spring break last week, except for the women's basketball team. They were hard at work in the Dana Center on the otherwise empty campus.
We still strive for perfection, you know that. I mean, that's what we've tried to do every year that I've been here. And it's elusive. You will never get a perfect game out of anybody. We'll never play the perfect game. But, you know, every time we take this floor, we're trying to get better.
It could be argued that Barbara Stevens, who's been coaching the Bentley women's team since 1986, hasn't left much room for improvement. Under her guidance, Bentley has compiled a winning percentage of well over 800. This afternoon will mark their 13th trip to the Division II Elite Eight. Stevens, who has lost track of the number of times she's been voted Coach of the Year, says her strategy for building good teams has been consistent and never mysterious.
I don't have a magical formula. I think it does begin, though, in the recruiting process. And I think when you identify the student-athletes that you'd like to have in your program, a lot of it has to do with, you know, first of all, are they good people? Secondly, are they sound students who really want an education?
One of her prized recruits 2 years ago was Lauren Batista, who finished her high school career at Oliver Ames in Easton as the consensus player of the year in Massachusetts. To nobody's surprise, Batista was recruited by lots of schools other than Bentley.
Although I knew I had the potential to go Division I, I knew that Bentley was somewhere that the academics are great, the athletics are great, somewhere where I can be in the position where I am now, competing for a national championship. Something I wasn't going to do if I went Division I. I knew I wasn't going to go to the UConns and the Baylors of the world.
Instead of dreaming of reaching the Division I Final Four in Denver, which is what the UConns and Baylors are currently doing, Lauren Batista and her teammates are in San Antonio, preparing for the first round of the D2 Elite Eight, where Bentley will face Wayne State of Nebraska. Maybe you've heard of them, maybe not. Bentley coach Barbara Stevens certainly has, but she's not intimidated, even though for the second consecutive year, Bentley will open against the number one team in the country.
The positive advantage for us is that we've been there. We're not going in wide-eyed and just happy to be there and, wow, isn't this great? I think we're there knowing that it is a process to get to that national championship game.
You don't have to do the Gene Hackman thing from Hoosiers, measure the rim to the floor and assure your kids that it's the same game?
I hope not. even if we needed to do that, I probably wouldn't do that. But no, I think they're good. They're good.
The coach's quiet confidence notwithstanding, as Lauren Batista acknowledges, there's no denying that the baggage on the trip to the D2 Elite Eight includes considerable excitement.
They just asked us upstairs when we were talking about our trip. They asked our team who's been to San Antonio, and no one's raised their hands, so it's going to be a cool experience for all of us.
That's all right. None of those kids in San Antonio have ever been to Waltham.
Yeah, probably not, but I don't know how much they're missing out on.
If Batista and Bentley can get by Wayne State, they'll play again Wednesday and then perhaps Friday for the national championship, that rare distinction that has eluded Barbara Stevens. I pointed out that single gap in the coach's illustrious resume to Lauren Batista. There was no indication of pressure in the smile with which she greeted my perhaps impolite observation.
We'll try our best, see what we can do, and hopefully we can make our trip to San Antonio a really fun one.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bill Littlefield.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for Morning Edition and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.